It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast about drinking and video games.
Live from Skid Row in fashionable Racine, Wisconsin, behind Evelyn's.
Yeah, it's a podcast.
Yes. It's a podcast fueled by beer, gin, and broken dreams. It's Guys, Games, and Beer.
Yeah. Yay!
So, Skippy. It's Steam Week, bitches.
Oh, it is Steam Week all the way, fuckers.
Yeah, they had the summer sale going, so we're going to talk a bit about the summer sale.
The summer sale and what we have purchased. I don't know. But I want to talk with Mike about why he avoided the summer sale.
See, I gotta save money, man. I got a wedding to pay for. I got bills to pay. I don't have spending money as much as I used to anymore.
So what was your solution?
Avoid. It was all over Facebook, and you know how hard? I was just like, maybe if I take one look, and I was like, yeah, no, you can buy something.
Speaking of, Laura, what's your Steam sale story?
God dang, I cannot speak.
You really cannot talk.
Oh, it's a gin tonic.
I don't have a Steam sale story. I mean, I looked at some stuff. I looked at buying Rogue Legacy and this other game called Gone Home, which looked kind of creepy. Yeah. I don't know. It was about, do you guys know what that was about? Mm-hmm. It seemed kind of creepy, like you return home after a year and everyone's missing and you have to like go around and find out what happened to your family. It's kind of creepy. But I didn't actually buy anything yet, but I will. I got a few days, right?
Yeah.
I got some time to like that.
Pro tip, also Steam has a tendency to put some of their best deals back on the last day. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try and get you to bust loose.
And you will.
Yeah.
You know you will.
Shut up!
You know you will!
There's not much left on that sale that I haven't bought. Grab this.
Yeah, that's like the really big thing. It's like any of the like really games that I like really, really wanted, I probably mostly already have.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like this year's Steam sale, it's like it's not bad. The deals are good. But I already own most of it from the Christmas sale last year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure they'll have like towards the end. I mean, like Arma 3's been dipping between 50 and 80% off. I might consider getting that. If DayZ, I haven't seen that on sale yet, but there's rumors that that might go on sale.
You didn't grab it yet? I grabbed it.
There was a flash sale that I missed, but it'll probably come back around.
Mm. No cars yet, so.
So yeah, I mean like, there's nothing that's immediately was like, oh my god, I have to grab this because I already have a way too massive of a Steam library that I've already purchased. So like, the sales are pretty standard fare so far.
Yeah.
I'm not as excited as I usually am for Steam sales.
I was excited on the way up, but
At the start of it, I was super geeked, and then after like 2 days, I was like, yeah, so far, not a whole lot. I mean, I've picked up a couple of pocket purchases, but.
That's exciting, huh?
Yeah, right.
Kevin, I don't know your answer.
Oh, well, I mean, I also bought Risen 1 and 2 as a package. Then I discovered a few minutes later, well, not a few minutes later, but sometime later, that it was actually on sale on goodoldgames.com for $2 cheaper. The same two games. It was terrible.
Bastards.
Come on. Incidentally, there's another sale to check out. It's actually running a couple days longer than the Steam
review.
Well, I played the first one a long while ago. I think it was pirated, but then I was like, yeah, I'll pick them both up. But I did not even know there was a sequel until that Steam sale. And I was like, oh, okay.
I'm putting a skull and crossbones on for that.
Yeah,
it was pirated.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Ironically, the sequel is about pirates.
Yeah, you know, so I pirated a $2 game. Damn, that's broken.
Yeah, that is a broke ass mother.
Right, I'm gonna skip you because you got something else to mention. I'm gonna bring that up.
What?
The other thing you did.
Yeah, but I still got Steam Talk.
Steam Talk.
Well, one, Rogue Legacy, it's kind of funny. I looked at that and I'm like, oh, I'm really interested in this game. And I looked at it and then I realized I already bought it.
So then I just you just haven't played it all yet, right?
You probably gifted it to you for Christmas or something.
So then I'm like, yeah, I think it was the Christmas sale. I bought it. So then I'm like, well, then I just played it.
How exciting is that?
Yeah, it's like
it's when you go through all the games. Yeah,
it's just special sale of free. due to memory lapse.
So, damn, that drink is good for you.
Another really, cool. really good pro tip for Steam. I'm sorry, I have to throw those things really quick. If you want to get a game and you're not sure you're going to play or not, buy it and just buy it for your inventory. That way you can choose to redeem it later or you can gift it away.
Oh, that is a very good
that's
pro tip.
That's a good idea.
That's a very good pro
tip. Wow, Rob, you should really start doing it. You have a mess.
Yeah, so if you like are impulsive,
I'm not sure about it, just buy it. Put it in your inventory.
I have plenty in my inventory. That happens all the time.
So I'm going to give you what we're saying is you're going to get all that crap that we bought.
Yeah, once we see you on Steam, boom, yes. you're getting like
yay,
all
we get
crap.
The garbage.
Yeah, yeah, I got Command & Conquer for you. You'll be good with that.
Commander Cock?
Roosters and
yeah.
That sounds awesome.
It's the first chicken-based RTS.
Yeah, that's that new retro runner game from that Commander Video guy, Commander Cock.
No matter how you spin it, that is an awesome game.
Yeah, you know what? We should make that game. If anything deserves G2B branding,
Commander Cock.
Like leaping. You poor Wang.
All right.
So I did put a couple more things in my cart. I wasn't paying attention. I didn't buy anything yet, but I sort of piled in my cart stuff, and I was gonna.
It
go
doesn't back. Save the sale for you, Larry.
It does not save the sale. Yes. Some stuff is sort of throughout the whole sale,
yeah,
and some stuff is limited. So I put in Brutal Legacy.
Brutal Legend.
Legend, yeah. In the cart.
And it was like, the game.
I don't know, it was like $3 or something, right?
Yeah.
And so I put it in there, and then I went and looked the next day when I put something else in there, and it was up to $5. So now I'm like, screw it.
Well, yeah, because everything has like a background sale yeah. price during the summer sale. That if yeah, only ever buy things when they're a daily deal or a flash deal or like community choice deals. Otherwise, it's just like a lame sale.
And that daily deal, some of them are like only a buck lower than they
yeah.
are. I'm like,
well, yeah, why did I wait for that? The difference between $25 and $50 on a $10 purchase is not terribly significant. But
and to be fair, I mean, it like was $5. So I still want to get it. I can still get it for $5.
Yeah.
You know, but I did put it. I'm going to get Sid Meier's Pirates. That's like $2.50.
Yeah.
You know, and
you have Pirates.
Lego Batman 2. Ooh. Looks fun. I don't get like kitty game. The
I like Lego games.
And DuckTales.
There's the Lego game.
That was good, didn't it? Yeah. Oh, my kid was giving me crap about that. Joel was like,
that was a flash sale a couple of days ago. I unfortunately did not pull the trigger.
Hey, all right, the original Nintendo one, awesome. Just gonna say that right now.
It's a remake of that one.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
a remake of that one. Nice, sweet graphics and stuff.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them out there that I looked at. I'm like, kind of cool, you know.
It was like a sales spike that game. Sorry, I'm still on that. Like, when it came out, it was like, woo, top of the list, and then it like plummeted. Like a rocket ship back to Earth. It just, no parachute, just fucking burning.
So we bought a few games.
Tom, I know one of the games you bought.
So, Rob, what is one of the games I bought?
You bought Skyrim.
Yeah, I did. $5, dude. For $5, I'll buy Skyrim.
Yeah.
So, it really, you know, so I just got it yesterday. I've already got like 5 hours in it already.
And then we never heard from them again.
What's that?
Morrowind is still the best.
Maybe, but Skyrim's not too shabby.
I like how long it is.
Why is Morrowind better?
Because it felt more original. Like there was more, it wasn't like your bog standard, you know, European bullshit fantasy.
Hey,
I mean, shit, there were like,
and then when our European
listeners,
saying
trees and fucking crazy ass shit going on. I mean, yes, I'm not saying the engine was I mean, it was, I mean, for fuck's sake, no, there were definitely some flaws to it, but as far as, like, the lore and just the general, like, feel of the game, Morrowind infinitely better than either.
I like jumping around to gain stamina.
Athletics and skills in that era. But it's like Daggerfall would have even more skills than Morrowind. Like, that's what Bethesda's done, but it just does iteration.
But the whole thing about Skyrim is it's all a little bitty, as Larry said, side quests. You can fucking side quest forever.
And Larry has.
Yes, yes he has.
He's Mr. Side Quest.
Yeah. It's a tough game to be a completist.
Yeah, well, in that one especially, it's going to be tough to be a completist. So,
since there literally are infinite.
Yeah, like, randomly
it randomly generates more
side quests.
Which more often than not will just be like, hey, yes, go to this city on the other side of the game world and do this. It's like, why the fuck do you care? Random person living in the sewers in Riften. Why is this?
No. But what I gotta say, it's graphically it's a beautiful game. The engine's good. It's a solid engine. It plays well. I'm having a good time with that. I bought a fish load during this.
Come on.
Because you can still buy it.
I'm already 10 games into this game.
Got your deal.
Yeah,
yeah.
They have
really
high
10?
Score on this one.
Only 10?
Only 10. So what else did I get? I got the Space Hulk dude. $3.
That recreates
nice.
Really
yeah,
good.
That
it plays really nice. I bought that at the Christmas sale.
You did? Yeah. It is really, it really is a good recreation of the board.
One of our listeners said it wasn't that good, so I didn't go with it. I'm sorry, our listener told me that it wasn't that good, so I skipped on it.
Yeah, I grabbed it because I got the Oculus Rift. I grabbed a couple things that I didn't have that are Oculus Rift compatible. I got Half-Life 2. Actually, I bought the whole orange box because it's like, again, practically freaking nothing, and then you get a Half-Life 2.
Team Fortress 2 is something too.
Right, which was in the orange box.
Several years.
Yeah.
Selling the orange box. It's just Half-Life 2.
It's on sale.
Is it Oculus?
Yes.
But it's on sale?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
Shadowrun is on sale?
Shadowrun's on sale. Well worth it.
Okay, so, that wasn't a damn deal.
Guess what I'm buying next? Shadowrun.
Yeah, that's good.
And Masquerade looks interesting.
Yeah. So,
Vampire Masquerade.
That's a good one.
I got the Richard games.
Bloodlines, yeah, that was pretty solid. I mean, the game's pretty old now.
Yeah,
but it's good. It was
actually the first ever commercial release of the Source Engine. Predated Half-Life 2, yes.
Wow.
But it's also buggy because Valve did not let them use like the release version of the Source Engine because they didn't want to be upstaged.
Run alpha.
So it's actually, it's not running on like the Half-Life 2 version of the Source Engine.
So, So yeah, so then I got The Witcher, both the original, something edition, the director's edition or whatever.
Yeah, director's cut, I don't know.
And then I got Witcher 2.
How much did you pick those up for?
They're like $3, dude.
Yeah, I picked mine up for less than 10, so.
Exactly, I mean, they were like nothing, so but at that point, and I've heard good things about them, so.
What is it?
Witcher is a Polish, made by this development studio. But they designed this really, it's a very like high adventure RPG. It's mostly linear, but it's got a very good storyline, very deep. I forget who it was written, the storyline was written by, but it's like a fairly famous Polish author.
And as they say, the storyline is amazing.
Yeah, it's an adaptation of like a series of fantasy novels.
Yeah.
Like it's based in that universe, as it were.
So, but yeah,
it's none of us read it. It's all original dots.
No, exactly. We have
about The Witcher, the Polish voice acting is much superior to the English voice acting, so just put that on, turn subtitles on, probably less offensive.
Really?
Yes, that's what I hear, because the English voice acting is fucking terrible.
And watch Euro porn while you're doing it.
In Polish.
Yeah, it's in Polish. Sounds like a good movie.
Yeah, so like I said. Ouch. I think we've done a few of
them. You weren't at the midget porn night. No. Not a good idea.
No, I thought it was pretty funny.
It was pretty hilarious. Darlene never was into midgets again. That was the end of her midget thing.
Her whole midget porn thing.
Yeah, her whole midget thing.
I got a great
thing. By the way, when I refer to midgets, I'm usually talking about the race cars.
So that's what I've been doing. I mean, and I get it. Now that I hear that Shadowrun's on sale, I will buy Shadowrun next.
Well worth it. I've been playing the hell out of it.
So, people, have we given any codes out for the Steam sale on our sites yet?
No, we'll probably be, we're going to be doing three on Twitch, and then there will be a Friday free game.
So you Steam people really should probably be keeping your eyes open on our Twitch account and on our Facebook account, because there's going to be some free Steam Summer Sale stuff coming up.
Yeah, we haven't done a free Friday in a while, so that's coming up. Mm.
Good call.
I'll jump on tomorrow.
All right. So tomorrow will be Wednesday. They won't have seen the show yet.
Tomorrow is first day of Summerfest, so no one's watching the show. No offense.
Nobody's watching it. Listen to it, though.
Many of our Texas listeners who are not near Summerfest will be
Listen, our Texas listeners.
You know what's not a good idea, though? A chair like this after it's been rained on for like three or four days.
Well, that's life. Let's get a road, Tom.
God, it reminds me of my homeless days. I miss them.
Is it your care wrap?
Yeah, and it seems like it's more than a week away, right?
Yeah, really. So, what did you do that Steam Rap?
Well, I started with Delver, I think was my first pick.
I saw you playing that?
Yeah, I love that game.
What is that?
During my breaks at work, I'm like just going and I just leave it on. So whenever I get a break at work, I'm like playing Delver. I don't want to be seen.
Too bad.
The camera intentional.
Well,
you're our host, so deal with it.
Delver is it's a roguelike game, but it's in 3D, but it keeps a roguelike pixel type of graphic. So you're walking kind of in a pixelated world. It's really fun. It's really good. I didn't think it was going to be really good, but it ended up being really, really good.
What's the sale price on that one right now?
It's like $5.
Really?
If that. Okay. Yes. So it was pretty good. I picked up Pac-Man the Ghostly Adventures. I like Pac-Man.
Because you could.
It's a platformer.
Hey, nothing wrong with the there's nothing wrong with a platform.
It is if it's not that good.
Is it not that good?
It's alright.
I was thinking Pac-Man.
For a few bucks,
how much?
It's alright. It was a few bucks.
How?
It's usually 30, so.
Yeah, I'm not paying 30 for any kind of platform.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But it's okay. I've been playing it.
Ghostly Adventures, huh?
Yeah, Ghostly Adventures.
All right. Any other?
Octodad.
You've been playing the bitch load out of that one.
Yeah, because it's fucking hilarious.
It is really funny.
It's like an adventure game, but it's got the physics from that Surgeon Simulator 2014. She just slapped around all over the place. Yeah, it is freaking hilarious. I love that game. Finished it.
It's one of the funniest games I've played in quite some years.
Well, yeah. You finished that one quick because you just started playing that one.
Also, you can
it's not very long. Stanley Parable I grabbed. Yeah, I finished that one.
Okay, well, wait a minute. So I got 10. How many did you get?
I don't know.
I think you guys are the boss.
There's one that's not on my list. I don't know where it went.
Stanley Parable was weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
It was super good.
Yeah, it's good. I liked it a lot. So
Stanley Parable. And it's really hard to explain what it is.
It's like walking into our office in the morning.
Yeah, but there's nobody there. There's no people. There's this narrator like talking to you.
It's kind of like a Stranger Than Fiction, but in a video game.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That's the best way I can explain it.
It's strange.
That's interesting.
It's kind of a game.
It's not your best finder's detail so far,
but it's really good.
I've been doing pretty good about.
No, Delver. Delver's probably
okay. All right. All right.
I picked up the Swapper. It's a side scroller where you've got like a teleport gun. It's okay. I like it. It's got good art. Works. Yeah. I haven't played enough of it to really say whether it's great or not. But it's worth a couple bucks I paid for it. Battle Block Theater, by the way, guys, pick that one up.
Pick that shit up. That looks freaking awesome.
Awesome.
I have not tried it yet.
It's kind of like, what's a game that you love so much? It's a fighting game. It's like, god dang it, I can't remember the name of the game.
He's looking at like you, Mike.
Yeah, Mike's just giving me the puzzle legs.
Yeah, Mike's got this.
Yeah, it's all those Sega games. It's all those Sega games that you love so much.
Final Rage.
It's not like a one-on-one fighter. It's like there's a bunch of different people.
Oh, like Super Smash Bros.
Yeah, it's a bit like that, but it's got different goals. There's like a basketball team. You're beating the hell out of people trying to throw the basketball. There's just all sorts of different modes. There's everything. A little bit of everything. It is fucking hilarious. It's by the guys that made. Oh God, forget it. I'm just useless today. I'm too tired from work. I drink too much gin. I got Devil May Devil May Cry 4?
Dude!
This list is going on and on.
God! I feel so bad now because you have beat me out of purpose.
Come on, man. Devil May Cry 4. You're gonna be as good.
Okay,
three times.
How much was
Devil May Cry?
How much was
it? Oh, it isn't. It isn't really
that good. It's not that good.
The controls are really
good. Well, he's been saving all his pennies.
I have.
What people do for Gen Con?
Yeah, he doesn't
see the Steam sale.
Right. That's why I don't go to Gen Con. But we're not gonna go into that. Metal Gear Rising, I picked up, haven't played it yet. Looks good though. Reviews are good. The Pac-Man Museum. Hell yeah!
So we are going to see Rob next week because he's A, either going to be playing video games, or B, Darlene will have killed him.
Yes, one of the two.
Pac-Man video game?
She's beat down.
Pac-Man Museum?
Yeah, the Pac-Man Museum is awesome. It's got like all the different Pac-Man games in it. The classic ones like Super Pac-Man,
Pac-Land?
Pac-Land's in there.
Do they come with a championship edition?
The blocky one? Yes.
That's the only one I'm interested in.
And by the way, I own championship edition, so I'm pissed off.
That Pac-Man is the shit.
Yeah. But I own that one too, so I'm kind of pissed about
is
that.
Is Pac-Man Adventure easier than the regular version?
Not that I know of, but I play it. Yeah, I play it on
my fingers.
TurboGrafx, so, you know. Got Saints Row 4. He needs to get it back.
It just keeps going.
It does. I bought 10.
One more.
I was feeling bad about buying 10.
No. I got one more.
There's a reason he's got them on his phone.
Yeah.
He has to have them all listed.
I got one damn more. And I can't remember the name of it. It was, God damn it. It's one of those spy games. I can't remember. I just bought it today. It went on sale today,
Protocol?
It was subpar. It was classic Obsidian.
It was rushed out the door with half of its content. I mean, it.
Exactly.
Classic. Don't hate the play, hate the game. Or wait, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that really doesn't make any sense.
But you
the metaphor,
the game is the publisher and the player is the developer. You see.
The player is
science.
Anything that you have to explain that long.
That was like seven words.
Yeah,
it was
like seven minutes.
Too many.
God damn.
All right.
Terrible. So anyway, yeah, I got that.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
You know what? I'm going to look. I'm going to see if Papers, Please is on
there.
Yeah, it's
only Tuesday.
I like it bad. It's pretty good. Enjoy. You watched Let's Play on it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
All right.
All right, so.
What's the next topic, Rob?
Well, the next topic is What About Larry? Where we talk about where Larry has been.
Ooh. You really want to talk about where Larry's been?
We were at Midwinter, right? And one of the guys at Midwinter invited us to another con that was going on that's all about the board gaming, the tabletop gaming.
Tabletop gaming.
So why don't you tell us
not
about...
Not so much board gaming, was it?
Yeah, no, I think there was equal play.
Really? Okay.
And, tell us
the name of where you were at.
Oh, I was at Nexus. We're going to release some videos. I took a few videos while I was out there. A little bit of my daughter and I gaming at a few of the different
They're a little
games.
Blurry, but, you know.
And, a little bit of video. So we'll release those. And so it was the Nexus Gaming Convention. Basically, the idea is of trying to bring back... gaming convention in Milwaukee in the summer because since we lost Gen Con many years ago.
Bastards.
So
Rob's still
this
there.
Is the attempt to try to bring that back. And they featured basically three categories of games. You had your role-playing, pen and paper, miniatures,
nice,
and board game.
For the real geeks.
Family board game.
What?
Pen and paper is for the real geeks.
Well, you're right.
All right, thank you.
And I think that probably is. But they sort of mixed they had events in the board game area, but that was also like where the free play area was. And where the...
We could just drop in on something.
Where, what is it, Milcock?
That's the guy with all the effing board games, dude.
So, basically, sort of talk about the feel about it in general. I was there on a Thursday, all day on a Thursday. And it was attended, but it was fairly lightly attended.
It was Thursday, though.
But it was Thursday, so I would imagine it would be. And in some ways, you look at it and go, it's a Thursday, and there's people here. So
yeah.
Not too bad, you know. They had a few glitches in the start. Purchased our badges like a week earlier, and they didn't have them printed out. You know.
And worse yet, we were offered free ones.
Yeah. They wouldn't have had those printed out either.
No, believe me, those wouldn't have been.
But it's the first year they've run a convention like this, so I kind of feel like there was some minor glitches, but they're gonna work that out. You know, it's not a big deal. You know. Overall, I think things were laid out pretty good. You know, they had a nice big room for role playing. They had they call the media room, which is they had panels and the panels were basically a lot of old TSR guys.
Oh, nice.
You know, it was basically going back to Parkside Gen Con, you know, and like everybody that would have been a star at that was like at this.
Yeah, they are still stars.
Yeah, right. I know. But, you know.
I mean, come on. That is the original game.
Right. And so they had the panels there, but then when they weren't doing panels in there, they were showing like, movies, you know, sci-fi. First day they started with Star Wars and then you know, kind of moved along. They already have dates for next year and the year after. So
good. Maybe this time they'll communicate with you.
Yeah, maybe. I hope so. They were really nice to me when I was there, you know.
They're nice guys.
For me, it was a little bit of a reunion because a lot of the volunteers and people running games, they were all Parkside people. a lot of the people I ran into that were playing.
None of us ever grew up.
We're Parkside people, so I was like, oh, there's a bit of a reunion going on here. One of the things I saw that was really interesting, they were playing Battletech, classic Battletech.
Nice.
In a double blind format. Yeah. So they had identical maps, one here and one on the other side of a wall. They were identical maps, and there was a judge running back and forth, and then he would move, like, when this team moved, he would then go over and move the pieces over here, and he would only move them if they could see them, line of sight. So it was really cool to watch that,
That is actually a clever way of doing that, because it does give you a lot more control over what's going on during the game, and makes the game more realistic. That was really clever.
Yeah. That is amazingly geeky. I really like that.
That brings geekiness to a new level.
Well, it's funny. I didn't even know that. I kind of thought there were just two games going on. And Alicia's like, hey, those maps are exactly the same. Are they playing the same game? And then I asked the guy, and sure enough, they were. They were playing the same game.
That's really cool. That's pretty cool.
So, vendor area is pretty small at this point. I expect that's going to grow as people believe the convention is worth, you know, as vendors believe, oh, yeah, this is worth my time to go out and, you know, which I think it will be. I think that will grow. We actually interviewed one of the guys. I can't think of his store now. It was the one. When we did our interviews at Fire and Ice, he was one of the guys we interviewed at Fire and Ice. He was there. Let's see. The food prices were reasonable, which was nice, a refreshing change from going to
The con. You go to the con, man.
Yeah.
It's really, you go out to some of those restaurants, me and Travis knows what that, I mean, we dropped a fistload of beer.
Yeah. Even though they were giant beers.
They were giant beers, but still.
You paid $8, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know beer prices. They did give you, everybody who got to the convention got a refillable plastic cup, and the hotel would fill it with soda. It was like a 16
ounce. You got free soda?
They would refill it for a buck.
So what hotel was it at?
It was at the Clarion.
And near the airport, right?
Yeah, near the airport. Which I actually.
I'm not. Okay, we got a little hype. hyper local there. Near the Milwaukee Airport, in an airport hotel.
Which is really
General Mitchell International Airport.
If they eventually get to the point where people are flying in, you know, it actually would work out really well.
Well, given a couple years, maybe there'll be people flying in.
And, the furthest person I met was a Parkside person who flew in, and he was from Seattle. So.
But it was a Parkside person from Seattle? Okay, that's kind of cool.
He stayed the whole, obviously.
A little PA.
You fly in, you're going to do the whole.
Yeah,
you're
going to do the whole PA. Guys?
Yeah, it's nice.
So you feel like you have found Gen Con's soul? What happened to Gen Con's soul?
You know, I thought it was cool. I mean, they were doing one of those, math auctions or something like that, where you put your game in and then it, like, a computer decides whether or not the next... There's some sort of math thing, like, answer some questions or something. You put your game in and then the computer will find a game that's been put in that best fits you. And that's the game you get then. But you can still back out of it, though. They do it on...
I don't think that they should be able to back out. I think that's
No.
Are you sure
it's recording? I mean, it's an absolute piece of crap we don't want. Why would you buy
it? Malar.
Yeah, I mean, it also gets people in, too. I mean, most of it probably works because most people, the reason they're putting in it, they're sick of that game.
Yeah.
So something fresh is almost always worth it. There? You know? So.
Did they have an auction?
Well, that's about as close as they... I didn't see an auction.
Larry does that with girlfriends, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has the same thing.
Yeah.
Just close enough.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
The played a lot of the normal classic games that I normally play, Munchkin and Talisman, and that's it's kind of funny. I was playing Talisman with my daughter, and she was like, "Man, this game's really great." I'm like, "You know, we own it, right?"
You could have just stayed home. Yeah.
It's in our basement, right?
Oops.
But a new game I played was Legendary. Have you heard of that one, Travis?
Legendary, the Marvel one.
The Marvel one, yeah. Put out by the great game maker, Upper Deck. Yeah, that's right. They brought you baseball cards, now they bring you games.
Babe Ruth,
it's a deck building game where everybody plays against the board. Good deck building game. I don't say it's like a great one. But like, you don't really interact a whole lot with other players, which I think is kind of...
Yeah, you know, you play cooperative again. Mostly you just are trying to prevent the board from beating you, but you're also trying to build your own fame.
Yeah.
And so... Skid Row, yeah.
Like fucking mothballs out here.
All of a sudden,
it got really dark and cold.
Like fucking mothballs.
It smells like mothballs.
Oh God!
Where must be coming from, the lake?
This is how the show ends.
Yeah.
This is how we die, and you never see us ever again.
Well, lucky them.
So I'm actually thinking about picking that one up. I also picked up a used game. My first experience independent games was the game called Crisis. Mm-hmm. I've talked about it before. It's been...
What? It's called Larry.
Oh. it's a cool game. It's like a twisted version of the game of life. And it was I bring it up because we're always talking about independent developers and stuff. And this was 20 years ago. They
never loved it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was a cool game, so I was glad to be able to pick that up. And the last thing I'll talk about is there was one game and I didn't get to play it, but it seemed really interesting.
Man, you guys are serious. We're recording that.
Say hi to the audience.
It was Who's Your Daddy?
What? The game of DNA testing?
Yeah. Apparently the goal of the game is to your character to have as many children as possible and get someone to pay child
support. I know what we are doing next game night, gentlemen.
I wanted to play it.
Choose the daddy or who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
I like it.
That is the next game night, gentlemen.
Seemed like a crazy game. I'm like, are you kidding me?
It's Milwaukee. Come on.
And I did play Tekkenoko. think I said it right.
I did. You got it better than me, man.
And that's the great panda feeding game.
Available in 3D, by the way, on our website.
Yeah. Okay, so did Woo's
our YouTube
big,
station.
Big version again?
Yes, and we played it.
Okay, so
and I won.
Explain a little bit what the hell that game is.
Okay,
if you haven't seen our video on it.
Okay, and I don't know if our video explains it at all.
No, it doesn't actually. It we did it in 3D. Who cares if it explains
it? It's freaking 3D.
It looks cool. So, so after I get to telling you, go check the 3D video out. So.
Yeah, there's a girl on there that accuses me of zooming in on her breasts.
You did. You did.
But they were in 3D.
She should have been a little more upset about it. She really thought that. She should have been ticked off.
So, basically, it's a achieve goal type game, like a Ticket to Ride or one of those where you pick up various goals. So, you know, cards are goals, and then you try to achieve one of three types of goals. It's some sort of feeding a panda. So, you know, feed the panda various types of bamboo, either a couple pink ones, a couple green ones, whatever. And then there's
quick question: can you win by starving the other people's bamboos to or pandas to death?
No, everybody feeds the same panda. But you can try to, if you think you know what they're doing, you can try to prevent them from.
There's a club of baby seal round though.
Yeah, it is both the cutest and probably nicest game you play. It's not a screw your neighbor type game.
Speaking of screw your neighbor, I want that for my segue. Thanks for listening to Guys, Games, and Beer. That's all I really have to say about it.
Come visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Win free games on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer.